This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And Jesus is so touched by that, and I want to talk about that. If you could bring up verse 19, I want to talk about a thought here that some of you have never heard of before. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. I don't want to do too much of this, and that is spiritualize a text. Sometimes preachers will take a verse and they read something into everything. You know, there's a meaning to everything. And sometimes there is, and sometimes, frankly, there isn't. It's just the facts, just what is. But I'm going to do that right now, and I'm telling you right now what I'm doing. I think this is an illustration of where sometimes you have to do something physically in order for something spiritually to happen. At least in the context of this story, before Jesus could heal the man and forgive the man, something physical had to happen. The tiles had to be removed. The ropes had to lower this man down on the mat, and something physically had to be done. I really want to suggest to you, and I really believe this, that sometimes in a man's life or a woman's life, there are things that you and I need to do physically in order for something spiritually to happen. Let me give you one biblical example and one out of real life. In the book of Acts, it talks about a group of people coming to Christ who had been involved in witchcraft and the occult. Do you know what these people did? The Bible says in this particular town, they brought together all the paraphernalia, all the amulets, all the things that had to do with witchcraft. And they put them in a pile, and who knows what they did with them? Did they send them UPS to somewhere? No, they burned them. They burned them. They had to physically do something with something that represented evil in their life, and they had to get rid of it. What is it you need to burn in your life? I'm not going to go into all the details of this story because there's no need to, but it was around 20, 25 years ago that a man came to me and said, Randy, I just ended an 18-month affair with a woman at work, and I've ended it. It's over. Don't call her. I don't see her. But then he took his hands like this, and he weaved them together, he interlocked them, and he said, but I still feel so connected emotionally to her, even though I don't call her, and I don't see her. And he locked his fingers like, I just can't seem to pull these fingers apart. That's how he described his bondage to this relationship. And so I was grasping at straws. I'm not a professional counselor. And I said, well, tell me this. Do you have anything of hers that belongs to her that you've got? And he said, not really. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, I do have a large manila envelope, over one of those oversized brown envelopes. And I have in that envelope every note, every letter, every note she scribbled to me at work, and I've got them in that envelope. And I say, let me guess. Every so often, you open up the envelope at home, and you read one or two, and he shook his head and said, no, I read them all. I read them all. And I said, I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychologist, but you know what I think you need to do? I think you need to go home and burn them. And he did. And I don't know if it was weeks later or months later, but he walked up to me, and I'll always remember this as long as I live. Here's what he did. And I knew what he meant. He pulled his hands apart, pulled those interlocked fingers apart, indicating to me what he had done. He burned the letter. Sometimes you have to do something physically in order for something spiritual to happen. That's just a word for somebody today at both services. What is it you need to physically get rid of? What is it you physically need to separate from in order for the Lord to work? You know what it is in your life.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on CrossHope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.